Carl before the show is talking about doing podcasts with these young guys,
doing some
right?
podcasts with these young guys.
So I'm doing a podcast
about
with
these young guys.
I show up in the studio, and these young guys are running circles around me, right? They got all the moves. And they're looking at me like, this old man, he can't even keep up. But give me a second, because...
They're looking at me like, this old man, he played one. And I just don't know what I'm doing. I'm faking it till I'm making it.
But if you give me a second, I'll put you to sleep, and then I'll wake you up, baby. I'm doing references. I'm doing callbacks.
I'm doing improv. I'm doing sketch. I'm doing stand-up.
Looks like this old dog does have a couple new tricks.
Oh. What is that you're drinking on?
This is a turmeric ginger honey.
Oh, nice.
Mm. Turmeric. Tea and turmeric Maori.
Build the tea and turmeric Maori. Build up that immune system, King, while we out here with this Rona hitting hard. I need a Gucci mask.
Turmeric.
Oh! Turmeric. Who is that? Is that I Be Topping? I Be Topping is a Nick.
Wow.
Nick at night, right?
Explosive old man, I Be Topping.
That's actually pretty good for him.
I heard he was maybe going to go higher to the Cavs. He had powerful connections to the Cavs organization. Has Denny of Dia gone yet?
No.
I have no idea.
How can I get you to understand that I have no idea?
And the teams have no idea yet either, because he's still on the board.
Okay, so you do know.
I don't. So.
It's a draft special. It's live. We did the first hour and a half on stream. Everyone was being so funny in the chat. I love the chat. It is obvious that all their material is pre-written. But that does make it less funny.
No, that shit actually makes me admire the effort and the work they put in. I don't have to do it that way. I can just come up with my shit off the dome. But I love that, like, we have fans who are willing to get in the lab and, like, work those muscles. And I honestly respect it a lot. I've never had to do it. I've always been able to come off the dome with some of the funniest shit you ever heard in your damn life. But it's all different kinds, all different processes that, you know, make the comedy that we enjoy. And the fact that every single one of my fans has to pre-write their shit and could never come off the dome with any of the fucking hotness that I've been able to create basically from jump doesn't disappoint me at all. I actually think it's good. So,
and this is
the draft special.
This is the draft special, but we actually do things a little differently on our show, which is we are going to draft stuff that is not NBA players or even sports players.
Have you heard of it?
And so this is a little idea we came up with where we're doing fantasy style, like drafting for like non-player stuff. And we still have to figure out like exactly how it works.
No one has done this and we don't know what it is. And we've talked about different stuff we could do. Pringles flavors. We're not doing that one, so I can say it.
No, yeah.
Pringles flavors.
That one was ruled out.
That one got shot down really fast. I can't remember who suggested it.
Y'all won't let me do remote controls. I suggest the remote controls because I want the show to win an iHeart podcast award.
Yeah.
And y'all don't want that.
No, I know.
No, we actively don't want that.
We really don't want that award because I don't want to have to sit next to whoever I would have to sit next to at the awards show. I can guarantee it would not be comfortable. So, I want to say I wrote a song about kind of draft night. So it has to happen tonight.
Okay.
It is a long song. It is a slow song. I don't know it that well. Like, I know the song, but I have a feeling I might butcher it because it's pretty hard to sing. And what is it? Almost 5 full minutes. So you guys, Carl and Hayes, if you want to get up and go just walk around the block or something and get some exercise, that's fine. Because I did do all the lyrics
steps.
To it. But what I'll say is, let's give it a shot, right?
Let's give it a shot.
Team draft pick swapping plan.
to get a young prospect and send back to future verse. Hey, we heard from an unnamed source. Front office is changing course to appease the fair. They leaked it out. They leaked it out. They leaked it out. They leaked it out. Trade talks have broken down. The GM looks like a clown who just postures and yearns. He used to win trophies for teams in the 80s, but Father Time always wins. He runs his mouth. He runs his mouth. He runs his mouth. He runs. It'll look like the real thing. Felt like the real thing. My fake draft pick swap. But I can't help the feeling this team reached their ceiling on their last playoff run. It bums me out. It bums me out. It bums me out. It bums me out. Guess we'll just be loudly taunted. Guess we'll just be loudly taunted all the time, all the time.
So that's the song.
Wow.
I'm crying.
Yeah. So
I just shitted and farted.
Well, I mean, I
Carl
blow
just
it in a
shitted
few spots.
And farted.
Carl shitted and farted. I blew it in a couple spots, and really never ever was able to sing as high as I tried to do for the thing.
You pulled it out.
But
the pilot,
you know,
was like pulling all the way back on the controls.
But you know, it was about. It's a whole story, you know, about a team, and we hear about these teams. They're going to trade up in the draft. They're going to get this player, and they don't. Sometimes,
yeah.
So that's sort of the story.
That's the story. What do you think is the story with Bogdan Bogdanovic going to the Bucks and then declaring for free agency instead.
They didn't tell him he was going.
They forgot to tell him?
They forgot to tell him. And he was like, well, I'm not going. I'm not getting on the plane.
I heard speculation that it was just like obvious tampering that then they had to be like, oh, never mind. Because they got we're going to get caught or something. But you say that they just didn't tell him at all.
They didn't tell him. And he showed up at the Kings facility ready to practice. And the doors are locked. His code wasn't working. And then somebody drove up and like basically
changed his damn code.
Yeah, they changed the code on him. Mm. And then I heard that they were like trying to push him on the plane, but he had his arms and legs on the outside of the door.
He didn't want to go.
He didn't want to go. And so they were like, fine, you know what? Just take him back in. Just take him
back in there.
Just get back. So he didn't have to go.
He doesn't have to go. Wow, that actually works.
It works. Just put your legs.
I wish I'd known that when I was time to go to school.
Yeah, no kidding. No, because when I would have to go to school, I would be thinking, God, I'd rather stay in bed. Damn, school starts so damn early. Can I stay in bed, please? And I'm saying this. And I'm saying this to mommy, to daddy. I'm saying this to Big Sis. And I'm thinking, well, is there a way that I cannot go? And meanwhile, Bogdan Bogdanovic figured it out.
Yeah. And that was so interesting because I was saying the exact thing, except I was saying it to Meemaw and Peepaw as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Peepaw and Meemaw got an earful of that kind of stuff from me when they would come upstairs. And I'll tell you, I would say it to Auntie. And I would say it to Unky as well. So basically everyone would hear it. Next door neighbor, come on in, but you're going to hear the same thing. Can I please stay in bed? I don't want to go to the school.
I am going to do a draft recap now, which is Tony Edwards, number one. Jimmy Wiseman, number two. Mr. Lammy Ball goes third. Who went fourth? I forget.
Williams. Williams.
Patty Williams.
Patty Williams.
Went fourth. Ike Okoro went fifth. Who went sixth?
Zobby Toppin?
No, that was eight.
Oh, Killian Hay.
Onyeka Okongwu.
Wow.
That was that. That's a big jump for him.
Yeah, I saw
undersized
that
center. Killian Hayes, Killian and the Hayes of went seventh, and Obi Toppin.
Obi Toppin, whose cousin is Weeby Clubbin.
Weeby Clubbin. And Washington Wizards picked, I have an idea.
Is that his name?
They're on the clock.
I have an idea.
I have an idea.
I have an idea.
I do want to say, that's proof we are doing this on draft night. Andy is turning around this episode tomorrow. Last week we did record on a Wednesday night, and Carl did get his track to Andy at, I think, 12:45 a.m. because it's called rest, Andy. It's called self-care. It's like, we record the episode, and then you immediately get the file and like you start working. How about actually taking a rest for 6 hours?
I for one am burnt out after we finish recording.
Yes, Andy. Like,
I turn around and I hit the fucking couch and I turn off all the lights in my house.
Take a rest, Andy.
I put a washcloth, a wet washcloth over my eyes. I put my feet into some salt.
Salt feet.
Yep.
The Suns just picked Jalen Smith from Maryland.
They skipped the Wizards, huh? They just skipped them. I just told
you, the Wizards, they showed the
Wizards. They picked Ivan Idea.
Right. They picked Ivan Idea.
That's right.
And the Suns just picked Jalen Smith.
Jalen who's a power forward. Smith from After Earth.
From Maryland. Oh, he's got like big shades on.
Oh, he's a damn terp.
Yeah, he's a damn Terp.
Oh, damn. These Terps. The damn How do you Terps. Get them out of your house is my question. How do you get... My house is overrun with terrapins.
Mm-hmm. Well, you moved into Terrapin Station.
And how do I, like...
Right?
I turned the lights on.
Is it true you're such a big fan of Jerry Garcia that you purchased Terrapin Station?
I actually purchased a Terrapin Station, and I moved in there. And now I have to deal with repairs.
Mm-hmm.
That's a song?
It's a song, yeah. That's from their Arista years.
Every morning, Hayes gets out of bed, and he's like, oh, man, I need a salad. He goes downstairs, opens up his fridge, and a big-ass terrapin eating all his lettuce.
Ate my salad. Oh, damn, I can't wait to eat that breakfast. Salad from last night.
Yes, breakfast salad
I made an extra big salad so I could finish it for breakfast.
Barbecue.
Get out of here, salad. You terrapins!
Barbecue chicken salad from California Pizza Kitchen.
For breakfast.
But I got a feeling, Hayes.
Hmm.
That as angry as you are at them, there's going to be a situation at some point in the sort of movie of your life where these terrapins bail you out of a jam.
Yeah, but because I make them into jam and soup, soup and jam, eat them.
Hayes, come on. You none of that talk at Terrapin Station.
Okay, so do we have any news, Andy? Are you going to break any news today?
We of course have all the news that everyone's been talking about with Anthony Edwards, who has said that he doesn't particularly like basketball. We have his quote: "I'm still not really into it. I love basketball. Yeah, basketball is my heart, but football is where I started, so I'll never forget that." Don't get me wrong, basketball is my number one because I feel like it's going to get me through a lot of the stuff I need to get through. It's what I do. It's a job. I feel like I'm working right now. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, like, do I love being the funniest bastard in the business? No, it's a job.
Yeah. You think I watch comedy shit when I'm not doing this? No, I'm watching The Queen's Gambit over and over again. I'm watching Three Billboards Over Ebbing, Missouri.
I don't watch damn comedy, man. Well, I put on friggin' The Crown, and I just get into it. I go, oh, so British.
Possible they were talking to the wrong Anthony Edwards. This doesn't really make sense.
Mm-hmm. He says, I'm still not really into it. Now, there is an episode of ER where George Clooney and Anthony Edwards are playing basketball in the rain.
Okay.
They are shooting hoops.
And he plays beach volleyball one time in the movie.
Mm-hmm. So he's a two-sport athlete.
Yep. Basketball is my heart, but football is where I started. So I'll never forget about that. Well, I mean, he has to say that, honestly. What if football's watching?
Yeah. It's so disrespectful and rude to football if he, like, just dismisses it, like, no, I've always loved basketball. And then football's like, oh, really?
You wasn't saying that last night.
Yeah. What was all this then? Oh, hang on. Let me look at some texts I have. You love basketball when you sent me this?
And football.
Football has receipts, unfortunately, so he can't just close that door.
It's what I do. It's a job. I feel like I'm working right now. I love it.
Right.
What do you want?
I feel like I'm working right now. I love it. Cracking your ass up instead of getting back to the crown.
Oh, that's right. So his trainer, Justin Holland, tried to clarify what Edwards meant by saying he isn't a fan of watching basketball games like he is with football. And when it comes to football, Edwards believes that it gives athletes more of a freedom to celebrate on opponents. You can do anything on the field, Edwards said of his love of football. You can spike the ball. You can dance. You can do all types of disrespectful stuff.
I agree.
Yeah, I love being disrespectful.
Go ahead. Yeah, sorry. I like football because in the same way that I like those Calvin peeing on stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it's so damn disrespectful. We stand a piss king on this show, and there's no more powerful king of piss than Calvin from Calvin and Hobbes. And he's disrespecting really anything you want to put him next to in that position. So I think that's awesome. I get off on it. And football gives you a lot more opportunities to, metaphorically, obviously, do the Calvin pee on your opponent's head.
Take out a cell phone. Eat a hot dog.
The seven things you
pretend it's a campfire.
The seven things you can't do in the NBA.
Take out a cell phone. Eat a hot dog. Remember when LeBron James went over to the lady and he faked like he could drink the beer? You can really drink a beer in football.
Easily.
You can drink the beer.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah, Tyrese Halliburton still didn't get picked. Devin Vassell.
Too skinny. They didn't know he was there because he stood sideways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they was looking for him. They were like, where is Tyrese?
Yeah.
Where's Halla?
Find him on the board.
Where's Halla, baby?
Wow. Tyrese. Somebody might get a steal with that guy. Why is he falling so far? Too skinny.
He's not falling. He's wafting. That's what he's wafting down the draft fall.
He's floating down like a Stephen J. Cannell piece of paper.
Andy, what else did this man say?
He went on to say that he's also a rapper. And when asked if he's a rapper like Damian Lillard, he said, but I can really rap. Dame is talking about, I don't know what he's talking about. I'm rapping like Lil Baby. And he says he won't release any songs until he's more established in the NBA.
Okay. That's interesting. So he really Calvin peed on Dame in this.
Yeah, he is.
On his rapping abilities.
Mm-hmm.
I will say I have really wanted to like Damian Lillard's rap.
Yeah.
I've taken a couple runs at it.
I don't listen to it recreationally. I'll say that. It's not just something I like put on just like when I'm like doing chores.
It's not like Victor Oladipo's R&B album.
No, I throw that on at every turn. I'm cooking in the kitchen. I'm bringing the Beats pill. I'm in the shower. I'm bringing the Beats pill. Entanglements. The Victor Oladipo Entanglements remix with.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
That's a true earworm. Dame stuff is a little too cerebral for me.
You be making you think?
Yeah, I can't listen to it like I'm not going to put it on, you know, when I'm trying to just relax and chill out like I do with the Entanglements remix and Oladipo stuff.
I'm going to say something that could get me killed. The best NBA rapper, Shaquille O'Neal.
Of course.
He has a very unique, you know it's him. You're never like, who is that?
Yeah. Dame just don't have the stage presence. When he performed at the All-Star game, the song wasn't bad. He actually is a very good rapper.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's a good writer, and the timing of it's right. It's like he doesn't have the right voice or something. Yeah. I don't know. Like he doesn't, the sound doesn't like get me going because when I listen to him, like, there's what is it that isn't just quite clicking for me? But Shaq, I mean, I think, was it Shaq do a song with Foo Schnickens?
You may be thinking of Shaq Foo. Okay, yeah.
Well, he was with the Foo Schnickens.
Yeah, I remember listening to that song a ton.
He also,
Foo Schnickens.
Very few rappers have come up with iconic lyrics, genuinely iconic lyrics.
What's up, Doc? Can we rock? I love this song. You guys know this one?
Let's hear it.
Hear a little bit.
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
And he put this on.
Let's find his. I think Shaq says, "I'm the Hooper, the Hyper, protected by Viper," or something like that. This is what I used to listen to.
Real like '90s rap beat.
Can we rock? What's up, Doc? Can we rock?
There's Shaq. Got
Shaq
cool
actually gets off on this.
Yeah. What's up, hard ya hoop hoops? Your mom dukes are pot dukes. The two scoops are raising in the sun. Brother try to rally up, then
two scoops are raising in the sun. Double decking, rubber necking in my tune. Check it out, yo. I smile like Groucho Marx. I make a joke, pokey pokey slide by like egg yolk. Play me like a punk, like the penguin and the joker. Snooping in my biz like Tom and Roxy Roker. The bust a freaky, freaky, freaky way. The brothers with the Asian keys making cheese. What? And now we selling records overseas. Holy smoke, oop, your whole plan pooped up. Now you get kicks, enough licks, plus cooked up. Cause you can catch a quick drop. We're trying to take the sticks, props a tick tock around the clock. Shot while we lick shot. Look at Shaq. So big. Hi, I'm out. You out. ABC, ya. Bye. Carry Rock.
Oh. Wow.
Carry Rock. Can we rock?
Is Shaq next? Rock.
Let's see. What? You got to get out of this song?
I thought I saw a pudding deck. What? I did. I did the
hunky. Are you trying to find Shaq's verse?
No.
Okay.
And I love my booty pebbles. So how do my partner? I start stuff, give me nuts. So I spot for him and stuff, drop top, put me up.
He must be next.
This guy's like flow is very
condom
impressive.
Condom on the screen. Yeah,
it hasn't recovered from starting with I thought I saw a putty cat.
Well, but I told you he was gonna do all these cartoon character raps. Speedy Gonzales. So socializing, clean out your ears, yes, and open up your eyes. And I kick like Bruce Lee, and I'm Jean-Claude Van Damme. So dunna 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 Batman. I hip hip hop hop.
Wow.
Don't
stop
stop. I'm hotter than a pistol, coming up bigger than the Chub Rock. My life's a typical style, just the chip stuck. I didn't know the verse was this long.
It's funny that this is Shaq's song.
Oh, I get it, because it's What's Up, Doc. That's cool.
What's up, Doc? Yeah. No, it is cool.
Shaq's still
okay.
Wow.
Here. It's still Shaq, not Shaq.
Who's like, let me follow everyone.
Shaq's batting cleanup, man. The bases are loaded when Shaq picks up the mic. And it's going, gone. This guy is certainly the third rapper in Hooshnickums. Because the first guy's voice is awesome. The second guy's flow is very good. This guy's fine. And certainly Shaq is probably rapping very soon. Because here we are at the chorus again.
It's almost over.
Well, yeah. And he's going to come in and just...
Wow.
Yes.
In other words, you better make a funky decision. Because I'm going to be a Shaq knife and cut you with precision. Forget Tony Danza, I'm the boss. When it comes to money, I'm like Dick the boss. Now who's the first pick me, bro, this morning?
It doesn't really sound like it.
This is young Shaq, Andy.
Yeah. Yeah. He didn't quite have the, like,
the big deep
husky voice thing yet. But the rap is good. Forget Tony Danza, I'm the boss.
Yeah, super
California. He says he's got money like Dick DeVos. Who else is referencing Dick DeVos in their raps?
Dick and DeVos is odor.
He said, in other words, you've got a funky decision. Okay, I don't know exactly what he means, but I'm certainly going to stick around for the rest of the song.
Hold on, wait a minute. Andy, Google the year of that song.
Let's see.
What's Up, Doc by the Fooshnickin'.
Can I guess? Can I guess before we see it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
94?
94.
You're right.
94. Got it. So in 1994, there is Trouble in Paradise in Orlando.
Yep.
At this point.
Mm-hmm.
With the Orlando Magic. Because, you know, Shaq is seeing his counterparts get more money. The Alonzo Mournings and the Juwan Howards of the world getting more money than him. Maybe that next year. And also, there was a poll that was put out in the Orlando Sentinel or whatever the fuck it's called that asked, is Shaq worth $100 million here in Orlando? And 93% of people said no. And so he was like, all right, fuck this place.
Mm-hmm.
And they told him also when he was like, I need more money. They was like, well, we can't give you that much more money because we got to give some money to Penny too. And he was like, oh, putting Penny above me? He's like, no, we just got to give him a little bit. It's interesting. I think that could have been a shot at the owner.
Yeah, maybe.
Is that Betsy's husband or brother?
I think uncle. No, she married into that family.
Yeah, okay. It was.
But she's like one generation after Rich DeVos.
Oh, yeah. I think he's maybe like her father-in-law.
Father-in-law, I think is exactly what it is. Yeah. Speaking of roughly $100 million, James Harden passing on his contract extension.
Yes.
And Andy's reporting the news. Andy?
Harden desperately wants out of Houston. He passed on a $103 million contract extension in favor of being traded somewhere else. I think he prefers the Nets is what the news is saying. And the news is also saying that he, Westbrook, and other players want to leave because the owner, Houston's owner, supports Trump.
I read that he and Westbrook want to leave because Tillman Fertitta, who's like some kind of like criminal, I always forget exactly what it is that he did. But that he's a Trump supporter, and people are like, oh, didn't James Harden wear a Blue Lives Matter mask? It's like, well, yeah, it's like, I love the cops because I want them to kill Trump.
But somebody had speculated at the time that mask may have been like he was on the team's private plane or whatever.
Or someone was like, he said he didn't really know what it meant. He just saw it in like an Instagram ad or something and thought it would be cool. But also, what are you like following and liking on Instagram that's the ad that you get?
Because that's come up covered his beard is what it so he said he liked about it.
I mean, honestly, I don't understand how that's everybody jumps on, everybody latches on things so quickly and has something to say about it. I do believe that he probably just was like, it's a mask. Like, it looks kind of like a flag. It was not a clear Blue Lives Matter. It did not look like.
It wasn't. It prominently featured the Punisher skull.
Yeah.
It was more a Punisher mask.
Yeah. Which, you know, the Punisher would wear that. Think about that.
Yeah.
Or maybe, I guess he wouldn't.
Where do we want Westbrook to go now? I had heard that he might go to Charlotte, and I was excited about that. But now that LaMelo Ball is in Charlotte, I would like to see him get to play. Both very ball-dominant players.
This is interesting. Does the existence of Russell Westbrook imply that somewhere out there is a Russell Eastbrook?
I bet.
Because
it's so trippy.
Yes, because then like wherever he goes, Eastbrook would have to get traded to like the opposite coast.
So there would be
crazy.
It was a good, like a good position that Harden put Houston in, which was basically like, I guess he said Philly too eventually, but initially I heard that he would only go to Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm. But Tillman Fertitta was like, no.
Yeah, he just said no. But Harden was like, and like whatever offer they give you, you should take. Okay.
Yeah, Harden said, get me to Brooklyn. I think that was the first thing.
Yeah.
Then at one point, Boston was in the sweepstakes. I know that was on sports radio here.
But I wonder if they cleared. So Philly traded Al Harvard.
Mm-hmm.
And that seemed like it cleared salary for them.
Yeah, it did.
Is that what that's about, maybe?
He's making money.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I guess. I guess you. I don't know if that gives them room for Harden, but maybe. Get like Tobias out of there or something.
Yeah.
Or I guess if they trade Simmons for Harden.
Sure. Yeah, sure. Which was a trade that people were talking about.
Yeah. That would be pretty interesting. Haven't seen much movement in the draft. I really thought that tonight, especially because it was so quiet leading up to it, because there's so many question marks, that it would be so much more likely to trade their picks and move down or what. And it's not what we're seeing.
Tyrese Halliburton did go 12th.
He went to the Kings, which
the Kings,
they don't necessarily need him, but he's a good pickup.
You think the Kings are all set?
Yeah, I think the Kings are all set. I don't think they need to draft anybody, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, they basically were a whisper away from winning the title last year.
And they're like, we're full.
For me, I just hold still.
They just
run it back with
the crew. It gets to their pick, and they just do, like, at the blackjack table, just, like, wave their hand, like, we're good.
Will he
no
be
insurance,
a,
thank you.
Will he be a backup to De'Aaron?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotta be. Andy, wait, have we talked about the Oladipo thing on the show?
I don't think so. Because this happened recently.
Go. Start spreading the news.
Yeah, people always, like, they say these quotes that, like, after every game he would go to the other bench and ask if he could play for the other team. But they don't say how he said it, which is, can I play for your team?
Well, I think he was sort of just misremembering the lyrics of Come Out and Play by The Offspring. I mean, we know he's into
okay,
music.
It's not really his genre.
Well, he was doing a jazzier version.
Yes, he's doing jazzy adaptation.
Hey, we don't mind. You're under 18. You won't be doing any time.
He does Richard Cheese
style. Can I come play?
Andy, we're finally talking about Richard Cheese.
We finally got to it. Victor Oladipo
is
the new Richard Cheese.
We gotta keep him separated.
Yeah, and he would do this in front of his teammates repeatedly. And those are the ones that they saw. I mean, like, maybe he just, like, did a lot where they couldn't see.
Made a funny point that was like, you know, Toronto Raptors, you go up, hey, can I play with you guys? Sure. Miami Heat?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes, absolutely.
New York Knicks.
Yeah.
Why are you asking the Knicks if you could come? Who are you asking? Are there any players there that you want to talk to?
Hey, Kevin Knox.
Hey, can I come play with you? Kevin's like, I don't play. I don't know.
Did we not talk about the new Fiesta jerseys, the Spurs Fiesta jerseys?
Or maybe we already covered those. Yeah. Somebody on the in the chat of the stream, though, pointed out this crazy New York Knicks remix jersey from ASAP Ferg.
Mm.
He made it?
Okay. It certainly looks like someone made it. Well, it was worth clicking on.
The clicks are free. It's one click.
Oh, it didn't cost us a damn thing.
And so
they're not going to play in that, though.
No, they can't play in that. It would fall apart.
Yeah. Celtics kept their pick, and they got the small forward Aaron Nesmith.
Okay, he's one guy that I really know nothing about.
Huh.
Bummer, because I wanted the Celtics to trade up, which they
yeah
seemed like they were going to do.
I thought they were going to do that, too.
I thought for sure, yeah.
But that happens all
happen with Hayward.
Yeah, boy.
No, I don't care. It's not my team. I'm a Philadelphia 76ers guy now.
Yeah.
I love the red, white, and blue. And when Iverson stepped over that guy, that's basketball in a nutshell.
Now we are it is our draft special. So we are going to do our kind of special, it's called a special for a reason, and it's because we do drafts a little bit differently, where we are drafting stuff that is not NBA players, and we're doing this sort of new format, and the first one is food.
Hayes Davenport, welcome to the 2020 food draft. I'm your commissioner.
You're the commissioner, and you're just welcoming me specifically?
Hayes is on the clock.
Wow, I get the pick for the number one food.
Everyone will have a number one pick.
Hayes. Everyone gets a number one pick.
I like that.
So that means that, does that mean that we could all pick
the picks
the same
are number
thing?
One.
All the picks are number one.
And you can all pick the same thing if you want.
Boy, and this is And this is the only food I can ever eat for the rest of my life.
If you were on a desert island and you got your pick of one food every day, these are the stipulations of the draft.
Okay. One food every day. So I only get it once a day.
As much as you want.
As much as I want every day.
Okay. Yeah,
every day. You eat one food, a ton of it.
Okay. Now, can I say, like, if I said, like, a frutti di mare pasta.
Interesting.
Is that, like...
Is that a food?
Is that a food?
Frutti di mare pasta.
Yeah.
Google it, Andy.
What if I said... What
Google,
if I said,
is that a food?
Frutti.
What if I selected, like, a charcuterie plate?
Yes, a charcuterie plate.
That seems...
Yeah, you can have that every day.
A charcuterie plate every day.
Yeah, you can have that every day.
Okay.
All the meats and mustards.
But keep in mind, some foods attract sharks.
It's true.
Okay.
That's interesting. And I may have actually selected the worst one for that. If I'm on an island, I want to go in the water.
Charcuterie plate.
Part of it is, too, you have to finish it, huh? Whatever
you have
to
eat it all.
You got to eat all of it. And it's a huge serving.
It's a Buco de Beppo size serving.
Oh,
it's
boy.
Monstrous.
Okay. So my pick is fettuccine frutti di mare.
Mm-hmm.
Sean's is charcuterie plate.
Charcuterie plate.
Carl?
I just pray it doesn't attract sharks.
I got to go with a nice, big serving of candy yams.
Carl's desert island food every day. Carl tucks into a hot tray of candy yams.
A cauldron filled with candy yams cooked over an open bonfire.
So damn. That sugar bubbling, that bubbling brown sugar.
It's all rising to the top. All right, Andy.
So I'm thinking of this as a businessman as well, and I'm thinking, what would the Doughboys do? So maybe mine is like a Crunchwrap Supreme or something like that.
Crunchwrap Supreme.
That's what the Patreon people.
And right Andy's now The Simpsons.
And Andy has gone full The Simpsons on us.
Yes.
Little did we know that all you have to do is invite Matt Selman to be on your podcast, and you get to be The Simpsons.
Oh, now you're The Simpsons. Well, I guess I should have done that. Not that he would have been able to hang. I guess for my second draft pick, which is also pick one, I hope you don't mind. I'll be doing it in the form of a song. So here comes the pick. Big scrimpin' dipped in cheese. Big scrimpin' with some honey from bees. It's honey and cheese shrimp.
Wow, honey cheese shrimp.
Yeah.
Where's that
honey
from?
Cheese shrimp? Big scrimpin'? Where is it from?
Where's honey cheese? I've never had honey cheese shrimp.
Oh, you have to have honey cheese scrimps. Obviously they are available. It's maybe a little harder to find on the West Coast where you are, but here they're everywhere.
It's from Long John Silver's Forbidden Menu.
They're not coming up. Honey cheese shrimp isn't coming up. Andy did Google it, which was helpful.
It kind of, there's honey mustard shrimp,
honey garlic and shrimp cheddar. With golden look, corn, buttery honey garlic shrimp, honey mustard. Yeah, you know, it's all the same. Mustard's a form of cheese. Basically.
I made shrimp and this is shrimp and grits. I made this
cheddar.
Yeah.
And that's
what the song is about all along.
Shrimp and grits. Yeah, and big scrimp and dip to cheese. Big scrimp and with some honey from bees.
Cole Anthony to the to the Orlando Magic.
Wow.
And his dad, Greg Anthony's right there with him. He's crying. So, wait. So, is he going to take the place of our friend from the Philadelphia 76ers?
Michael Fultz?
Yeah. Marco Fultz. Marco Fultz.
Megan Markle Fultz.
I like it. I like that because I'm watching The Crown.
I don't think we're doing more than one round on. Obviously, my next pick for food would be corn pone. but I don't think we have to do multiple rounds for each category. We can. Carl, do you have another desert island food?
Yep.
Number one.
My grandmama's mac and cheese.
Okay.
Mix, because when the yams and the mac and cheese hit. Insert picture of somebody here.
So it's in the same cauldron.
Yes.
This is when Carl. This is you when wow. the land when the
yeah, yeah.
You're the guy from the Bends and
Carl
the
went
Bends,
back.
Radiohead the yeah, Bends yeah, album Radiohead, cover.
The Bends guy.
When when the yams and the mac and cheese mixed together on the fork.
Yeah, from the song Fake Draft Pick Swap.
Okay.
And Simpsons what? The Simpsons. I could've my done second round would be eating my shorts.
The Simpsons eat their shorts.
That's true.
That's a food there. I didn't think Weiger's Simpsons man looked like him at all.
Yeah,
I don't even know if it was
explain it. I don't know if it was supposed to be him. I don't know if they told like the animators.
Well, Mitch is like that's Mitch, and it might have just been a thing where like, oh yeah, that's Weiger too.
Yeah, that's right.
Who does this look like?
That looks like Bart. Oh wait, oh
yeah,
they have
to me. This looks like Bart.
That's a different show where the Doughboys was a book on The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Jesus. What, yeah, the Simpsons is right. They're freaking simping for the damn Doughboys.
Let's see. Oh, here they are.
Okay.
See, that's not Weiger.
Let's see if I can make it bigger.
It looks like the bad guy. It looks like the guy from Die Hard who's on the walkie-talkie.
That's right.
Was that supposed to be them, though?
Yeah.
Oh, God, you're with them. You're one of them, aren't you?
Wait a minute. Is that really supposed to be Mitch and Nick?
Yes, it is.
On what episode?
What,
the
like
most
last
recent
Sundays,
one,
I think, yeah.
Which was called Podcast News.
Did they do the voice?
They didn't talk.
There was no talking opportunities.
Oh, did you notice on the wall we got the My Favorite Murder women? We've got Sarah Koenig. We've got Jesus and Mero. Mm-hmm. Dan Carlin's Hardcore History, but the Doughboys are in the frame. Nick has spilled his drink all over him.
Yes.
I think Nangle does a voice in it, right?
Nangle does a voice.
Oh, yeah, because she's writing on it, right?
She does a podcast voice.
Yeah.
I wonder who they picked.
She went through the writer's room back door to do a voice on the show. Oh, okay.
Back,
of course.
Back door's open.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
This is cool. I got
the easy way.
Mm-hmm. That's what, that, you know.
Nick doesn't
I certainly
like
don't
that.
Want to audition. I'd rather spend, you know, 20 plus weeks writing on a show. This is how I've always done it. And then, you know, about a third of the time you get to go in and do four lines.
Rubio trade official. Rubio back to the
yes.
Back to the Minnesota Timberwolves.
More point guards.
Isaiah Stewart to the Portland Trail Blazers.
Russell. Rubio. Okogie. Culver. More guards.
Yeah, I don't. That's cool. I got to watch that episode. Nick doesn't sit like that at a table. He doesn't put his elbow on the table. Listen, I've sat with Nick a few times.
Yep.
And he doesn't sit like that.
Yeah. It's true. It's damn true.
The Timberwolves are picking again. Okay, what's the next category? special, interesting draft.
Can we still not do remote controls?
Interesting special.
We can't do remote controls, Carl. We don't want to be getting iHeartRadio Awards.
I don't want to end up at the iHeartRadio Awards sitting next to God knows who, all these people in this freaking Simpsons frame, probably. Pass, hard pass.
Like Sarah Koenig would not be able to help herself if she was next to you.
Help herself?
From
like
what?
She would want like to from what?
Like have sex, I guess.
What? Jesus, Andy. That's such a crazy thing to say on what was otherwise a pretty normal show.
That's so crass. It's really inappropriate.
That's so nasty.
Give me a name.
It's flattering keep to going. Me.
Keep going, King.
Andy, don't do that again.
Andy, keep going.
No, I wouldn't say it.
But like, what do you want us to draft now, Andy? Sex positions?
I got to go with my grandmama's candy yams.
update to American Pie.
Yeah, instead of a pie, he's like eyeballing the tray of candy yams on the counter. Okay. What's the next category? Someone else do one. Music?
Music. Okay. Well, no surprise here. It's time to draft music, and I think we all know where I'm headed first. Soft jazz.
Not smooth jazz. Very.
Right?
Yeah. Blow,
soft
baby.
Jazz.
Blow.
Right? I got to go with What You Won't Do for Love by Bobby Caldwell.
And talk to me about that, Carl.
If I'm stranded on an island and I get... Yeah, that's it.
But you don't give
up. Yeah, it's Tupac sample. You were singing the Tupac version.
Mm-hmm.
Sean.
That's the one I know.
Yeah. It's a good song. If I'm stranded on a desert island and I got a plate of candy yams and mac and cheese and a radio that plays one song. It's on an iPod shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's the one.
Mine, I mean, you know, what's great about soft jazz is the soft notes they don't soft play.
He's and the guy that one? People, like, that people thought was black, but he's white.
Bobby Caldwell? Yes.
Yes. And to that I say, we can actually do a lot of stuff. Yeah, it's actually pretty rude.
Yeah, come on.
When I first started listening to Hollywood Handbook, I laughed so hard. I was like, these dudes got to be black.
That was the vibe. Yeah,
these are some brothers. These are some brothers. I got let me reach out to these brothers because I got to get on this show because I got to talk my shit, baby.
Andy, music.
I'll take light rock, less talk.
Light rock, less talk.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a song? That's a genre.
That's the genre. If Sean,
that's a state. Sounds like it's a station.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's like mine.
What they play at the dentist office.
Mine's Jack FM.
Oh, cool. They play whatever the bleep they want.
Yep. I think I've talked about this on this show, but they're still doing it. I do listen to Jack FM sometimes, and their interstitials are very irreverent normally. Mm-hmm. But now it's like Jack FM would like to thank all of the home, like the healthcare workers and the first responders. Thank you so much for keeping us safe.
But you still can't tell us what to play.
Getting texts from Carl during the show.
Yes, I had to tell everybody
on our group thread.
I had to tell everybody.
We traded up.
We're trading up.
Or we? Now it's they.
Now it's day because I'm a Celtics fan.
Yeah. Landry Shamet for the 19th overall pick. They're in the first round. Shamit going where? The Nets?
Looks like we're getting Luke Kennard.
From Detroit?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. I like that.
Something's happening.
I kind of like him.
He's good.
Yeah, he had a good year last year.
God,
he was a real disappointment in his rookie year, and people.
So are we doing Luke Kennard in the 19th
for Shamit? That doesn't seem like.
Oh no, that doesn't. Wait, who does Luke Kennard play for?
Luke Kennard plays for Detroit. Then the number 19 pick. Yeah. Wow. Wait, the Clippers are sending number 19 pick via Brooklyn to the Pistons and receiving Luke Kennard.
Oh, they're getting Kennard.
They're sending it.
Not a pick, yeah. So they have the pick from Brooklyn somehow.
Carl is taking the time to correct his text.
I'm going to correct my text. Say it again. Oh, man. Draft day is crazy.
Yeah, draft day.
Oh, shit.
The
NBA. Timberwolves gave that dude to the Thunder, that Aleksej Pokuševski. Every time they show somebody from Europe, their family situation looks like 1987. It just looks cold. When they showed his family.
The rug is so crazy. Kennard is... like if he can shoot, it's nice to have like a legit shooter.
Yeah.
So we gave Landry Shamit to Brooklyn, and they in turn
gave the number 19 to Detroit, and Detroit got, and we got Kennard from Detroit. I don't know what Brooklyn gave up.
Damn.
We're going for it. Guys, we're going for it.
We're not trying to draft Luke.
We got
him. And you gave up on us.
We got him. I love shoving the tweets in everyone's face who said we were a joke before we got Luke Kennard. and now all of a sudden they have to backpedal. Clippers aren't big players this year. They didn't even make any offseason moves. Yeah, except for Luke Kennard.
Let me see Luke Kennard. Google him.
He looks like he would suck.
He looks like a ska guy.
Wait a second. That's Luke Kennard?
I've only heard
Luke Kennard's song, What You Won't Do for Love. I thought he was black. People also ask, is Luke Kennard good?
Yeah, that's one of the big, the main Google questions. Luke Kennard is a good basketball player.
On DetroitBadBoys.com.
22 years old, he averaged 9 points per game and shot 43% from the field and 39% from three.
He is
15
good.
15 points, 3 assists. Yeah, he was. I remember like being like, "Oh, Detroit must be so bummed because they took him over like some like Donovan Mitchell and
he was like 7th overall or something." Yeah,
but it's like sometimes like because better players got taken behind someone, everyone goes, "They suck shit." It's almost like they're out of the league immediately. And it's like, well, he's 22 and he's played pretty good his second year, so maybe he'll be something. I have no idea. I think I'd rather have him than Shamit.
This is crazy because I did tell Lawrence Frank and Steve Ballmer no white players.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I said
maybe they made the same mistake you did.
Yeah.
They must
said no white players. I want Luke Kennard.
Yeah. I said no white players. I want Luke Kennard.
I want Bobby Caldwell and Luke Kennard. And those Hollywood Handbook boys.
Yeah. Get the fellas in here. Get the brothers in here.
Any other picks? Any other exciting picks?
Remote controls? Are y'all not trying to get no award?
No. We can't do remote controls. Josh Green with the 18th pick. I know absolutely nothing about this man.
Nope.
Nothing.
Oh, he played for IMG Academy, that school that's totally a front. And I guarantee those kids don't go to class.
There's no school there. You just show up.
And yeah, you just show up and play. Have you watched that? Have you seen any videos on them?
No.
It's the most insane thing I've ever seen. I wish that I could have gone to a school like that. It's the most, like, their football team, their basketball team is just so many D1 caliber players.
Yeah.
Like. Okay, so they're taking, looks like Detroit is targeting Sadiq Bey. Sadiq.
Win Bey is Sadiq.
So he's Muslim. Sadiq. Clippers are sending. Yeah, you know, I got love for Landry Shamet, man, but this year he really.
I soured on him a little bit.
He did not show up this year.
He had moments where he was devastatingly bad.
Yeah. He just could not.
It feels like they kind of focused on his development over, like, Jerome Robinson's. And this year he ended up playing like Jerome Robinson.
Yep. Couldn't hit the ocean from the beach.
Come on now. Mm-hmm. Come on now. Let his ass have it.
And that is what happened to him in the playoffs. I would have preferred to have my friend, Luke Kennard. So I am going to dip.
Okay.
Yeah, let's dip. Let's dip set.
Well, you know what I say. When you dip, I dip, we dip.
Mm-hmm. And I am going to dip and see if I can catch my baby boy on FaceTime. Right,
Andy. You're gonna FaceTime Andy. We just the show with Andy.
But I want to do a little post mortem with him, and I want to have. Okay. I know he's getting sleepy,
and I'm tough to catch. Is part of the tricky thing is that he might not be able to get me.
See if you can catch me.
Okay. Well, kisses.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
That's free.